I was born at home in Hartwell, Georgia, and I am the fourth child of the family. I have had two older brothers, an older sister, and a younger sister. When I was about 3 years old, I had scarlet fever, and they told me later that I had ran a fever of 105. But God healed me because He had a plan and a purpose for the rest of my life. When I was 4 years old, World War II started. And my oldest brother, after the war had been going about 2 or 3 years, he wanted to join the Navy, but he wasn't old enough, so my mother and daddy had to sign for him to go into the Navy. Shortly after that, my daddy went to Bell Aircraft in Marietta, Georgia, and he went to work, was hired as a tooling and jig and fixtures inspector for the B-29 bomber. Well, after he had worked about a year, my mom went to Bell Aircraft and she got a job, and she was hired to work with the electrical stuff. She only worked for about 6 months because it was almost time for the war to be over. And I remember the day that the war was over. We only lived about a block from First Baptist Church in Hartwell. And I remember her taking our hands and walking, me and my younger sister, to the church. The church bells were ringing. The whole time we were walking, the church bells were ringing. And when we got there, my mom went in to pray, and there were others there that were praying. But, my mom was a praying mom. She was a strong Christian, and she kept all of us in church. But when I was 12 years old, I was saved. I asked Jesus to come into my heart. Oh, what joy I felt at the time, and still do. It's just a wonderful thing. I knew I was a sinner, but He had saved me, and He changed my life. The pastor that baptized me had been in our church just about all ever since I could remember. And it was Reverend E.B. Collins, and he baptized me. And shortly after that, my dad built the house beside my mama and papa. My mama and papa were kind of in failing health, and they needed help. So my daddy's sister, two sisters that lived on the same street, came and took times to help take care of my mama and papa. Well, in February 1952, Mama Hall died. 3 months later, my Papa Hall died. Well, in June of that same year, my mom got sick. She had leukemia. She was in and out of the hospital for about a year. She had been working and had insurance, but after a while, the insurance was canceled. And so arrangements were made, and they sent her to Georgia Baptist Hospital in Atlanta, and that's where she died. Well, at the time, my dad sent me home with my oldest brother, and my sister went to stay with an aunt. And when we got back home, it was time to start to school. So I begged my daddy to please let me stay home. I love my school. I love my friends. I didn't want to leave. And he was working out of town. But I finally convinced him that I could stay at home and we'd be fine. Of course, I had an older sister that lived in Greenville, and she would come over on weekends and help out. And I had an aunt and uncle that lived right next door, and they would come over if we needed them. And my dad, as much as he could, he came home to see about us. But we went through the 11th and 7th grade living in our home. And then when school was out again, I went to Greenville to stay with my sister that summer. And my sister went to live with an aunt. I went to Greenville to stay with Betty, my sister, and I got a job at the Roxy Theater in Greenville. That's when I met Harold. I had started work first. I was hired as a hostess, and he was hired as assistant manager. We worked together over the summer. We never dated, but. Then when school started back, we went back home to Hartwell, and Harold and I started writing each other. We wrote a lot of letters. But we got to stay at home, and I graduated from Hartwell School. In the meantime, my senior year, Harold sent me an engagement ring in the spring, and we were engaged. Then, when school was out, he had to go back. He was just home on leave. We dated a few times when he was home on leave. And when school was out, I went to live with his mother and daddy, my me-ma and me-pa. They were so good to us. And I went to work, lived in Pendleton, went to work at Utica Mohawk Mill, and worked while he was in the Navy. And as I said, we wrote lots and lots of letters because he was gone most of the time. He came home in November for 30 days, and we got married. And then he had to go aboard the WASP ship and go overseas for a whole year, so we didn't get to see each other for a whole year. He came back home and for another 30 days, and then he was gone again. But as I said, his mom and daddy were so good to me. Well, when he got out of the service, we stayed in Pendleton about 4 months, and then we went to, he got a job in Greenville at Dunnian in data processing, and then we, he was talking with this serviceman from IBM, which I think God put him at the right place at the right time. And the serviceman told him, he asked him about his electronics training, and he told him that he should go to IBM and take the test and put in his application. It was about 2 months later, they called him to come in for an interview, and he was hired with IBM. And I just give God all the praise and the glory, because I feel like that he led him there. After that, we were in schools. 16 weeks at a time, IBM sent us to Endicott, New York twice. They sent us to Poughkeepsie two or three times, and we always took the kids with us until they got in school. In fact, Hal and Vicki both went to school in New York for several weeks when we went up there. Harold's daddy passed away when he was 22, and at the time, IBM was fixing to send us to school, so we took Meemaw with us. She went to New York with us and helped with the children. Well, God has really blessed our family. I had one child born here in Anderson, one in Greenville, and two in Spartanburg. That's, IBM sent us from place to place and moved us about. But I tell you, our kids have just been wonderful. I have four kids, 12 grandkids, 9 great-grandkids, and the 10th one is on the way. That is blessings galore. I tell you, being grandparents is such a sweet thing. I have enjoyed all my grandchildren. I have kept a good part of them while their mamas and daddies worked. And I think they all enjoyed being at Grandmama's house. I tell you, we don't understand the mysteries of life and death. Things are going to happen in our lives. And all we can do is just trust in the Lord. That verse, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And he's directed my path. I hope love will surround you. I hope faith will sustain you. And I hope faith will encourage you. And I thank you.